So again, how do we know what the difference is between all the different CBDs? Simply put, CBD is just part of the plant. CBD stands for cannabidiol. The plant, the cannabis plant, has over 100 cannabinoids like CBD or cannabidiol. So it isn't just CBD that is doing all of the heavy lifting. It's the plant that has over 500 pieces or plant constituents. Cannabidiol, CBD, is one incredible part of the plant, but so are the other 100.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, if you can hear a little extra pep in my step, we are bringing the Miracle Plant Podcast to Twitter Spaces. I call it Twitter Spaces. They might call it Twitter Space, but, you know, space, Elon Musk, all that good stuff. Today is our first premiere of the Miracle Plant Podcast on Twitter Spaces, talking about the space is how do we decide which CBD hemp cannabis product to choose? Now, the reason that that's exciting that I just read you the title is that here on a worldwide social media platform of Twitter, I was able to boost this Twitter space to other new people who followed and are joining us here on Twitter Spaces to talk about a legal plant called hemp, here federally legal since 2018 with the signing of the Farm Bill. And this, compound cannabidiol, which we understand to be CBD, which is what it's short for. And we're just excited to talk about CBD, 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 and not have to get our ad shut down or account shut down or any of the shadow banning or anything like that. So we're so excited to be here on Twitter. For those of you that are living under a rock, or maybe you're on Mars living under a rock, Elon Musk did take over Twitter a few months back and has really, really opened up the platform for all types of freedom of speech. So many amazing Twitter spaces have been out there. And Grant Cardone is really one that I kind of got my attention. I've been listening and following a lot of his conversations with doctors. And we were talking about Damar Hamlin, who Dan here, welcome back, Dan, is the biggest Buffalo Bills fan on the planet. And they had doctors talking about his condition in real time, what their opinions are of what happened to his heart and things like that. And we're also just so blessed and happy to report that Damar is speaking with his friends and family, and it looks like he's on the road to recovery. So I'll let you start with that, Dan. I mean, how crazy was that? And I'm just happy for your Buffalo Bills. That was a really crazy moment in American sports.
Yeah, really scary, really scary moment for everybody. And, you know, you just realize how connected we all are when you see something like that happen. That's the biggest takeaway I got from it. It was, I mean, everyone that pulled together to save that young man's life. I mean, you can't, a lot of heroes all the way up and down the line. But what just is overwhelming, I mean, the people in Buffalo are a special breed. I mean, we deal with a lot of adversity. Just in our this living in Buffalo is challenging with the weather, and it's challenging. So you expect that type of community turnout for anything that happens. But when you see it nationwide and you just realize that we are, you know, really connected, and it's humbling, but it's also so encouraging. You hear all the negative stuff that happens, but then when you see the outpouring of, you know, negative stuff on other topics and other issues, and you get, we're so divided, but look how quickly we all came together on that topic. And it gives you optimism about everything in life when you see that kind of things, especially in our country, everyone pulled together for one cause, one moment. And I'll tell you what, it's super emotional. I mean, it's emotional to talk about, and I'm so happy that he's on the road to recovery, and the team is able to pull through this. It's just so just makes you feel great. So feel good story.
Absolutely. Well, it's great when we can all pull together. And it was an amazing story. And I was talking to a lady at my daughter's gymnastic class. And she was like, you know, she was like, he felt like my son. And we're all rooting for him to get better. And the news in the beginning was pretty grim. And boy, I tell you what, it just kind of turned over overnight when the breathing started to get better. And then they took him off the breathing tube. And then they, eventually he started to write. And the thing where he said, who won the game, which shows you the type of competitor he is and teammate. And the doctor said, well, you won the game of life. And just an amazing story to have those moments. And now he's off the ventilator and he's talking. And it's just great to have those moments where we as Americans and as the world, as just humanity, can agree and pull together. And yeah, what a beautiful moment. And again, the transition from that to here at Twitter Spaces, again, I think as Americans, we can all agree on the founding principles of our country, and one being the freedom of speech and just how important the freedom of speech is. And we've talked about that a lot here on the Miracle Plant podcast that we're recording here on Twitter Spaces, about how important it is for us to have conversations and for us to understand that we're discerning adults, that we can make our own judgments and opinions and do our own research, but let's just have the conversations. No holds barred. Let's just talk. And if you agree, great. And if it makes sense and resonates with you, take it with you. If it doesn't, do your own research and find out for yourself and let it be. I believe Bruce Lee had a very similar quote along those lines. So again, we're here on Twitter Spaces with the Miracle Plant Podcast. Dan Humminston's joining us. My mom, Janet Benton Gaylord. I want to welcome her to the stage. And she's been traveling, and we haven't been live for a few weeks, so I'm glad all of us are back. But I wanted to say hi to my mom, Janet Benton Gaylord, the head of research and development at 101CBD.org. How you doing there, Mom?
Great. I can just see that segue, too. Like all of us, we were just watching a game, and we were looking at the prospects and how it affects other teams by who won. And many of us are familiar with, like, when you have to do CPR, outlook isn't great. But there's a huge use for medical procedures and all the extents in a crisis. And there's just no better way to quickly resolve things than our modern medicine. And then to me, then after that, then you segue once he's healing into things like how's his diet and add in some CBDA and things like that. So to me, it's really light and day to show, yes, we have a wonderful need for medical procedures and all the different things we offer. But then 90% of our health issues are more chronic and related to like our diet and things we're doing, our recovery. So to me, it's like, yes, those things were great. And now let's look at the long term and get back to talking about CBD and CBDA. And so that's where I'm at right now. I could just see that clear pattern.
Absolutely. And again, the reason that we're here on Twitter Spaces is that this platform has now been opened up for freedom of speech, for us to talk about this plant that's completely legal since the Farm Bill was signed in 2018 and was completely legal before December of 1937, before they passed the Marijuana Tax Act. And it was legal again in the 40s for World War II when they needed it for ropes and for military things. So again, we're back. We're legal. We're talking about hemp, CBD, and cannabis, which is a very confusing subject for many. It's not confusing for us, which is why we have an entire podcast dedicated to talking about it, to give you the facts, to give you the science, to talk with doctors and researchers and people who've used this miracle plant to help change their life in extraordinary ways. As the opening said, for those that are new to me and my story, my name's Justin Benton. I'm the founder of the Miracle Plant, and we were looking for a miracle for my son many years ago when he came down with, after being a healthy, happy kid, he came down with a severe autism diagnosis, lost his abilities to speak and communicate and engage with the world. My mom was a retired psychologist and flew out, who worked and specialized with children with special needs. And we got to work on his diet and nutrition. We started to get him back to start to teach him to speak and embrace and engage in the new world. But he wasn't all the way back. We continued to research and travel the world, met with doctors like Dr. William Courtney, Dr. Raphael Meshulam, the godfather of cannabis. And when we combined those two, along with other stories and research, we found the power of raw cannabis, just like juicing celery, was the key to unlocking his health and his body and brain healing itself. He no longer carries that diagnosis. Our prayers were answered by this miracle plant. And to pay it forward, we set up a .org 101cbd.org to share the product, share the stories, and help others who were in those scary situations like we were. People kept finding us, hearing our story, and then eventually we decided, when we saw so many incredible stories from autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, neuropathy, and eventually cancer, was when we decided to go all in and spread the word about this miracle plant, with the goal of reaching 1 billion people by 2025 on platforms like Twitter, so people can understand the power of this miracle plant, especially in the raw form. When the plant makes it raw, it's called cannabidiol, or CBDA, and that is what the plant makes, and that is what we honor with the plant. And the products that we make for our clients is raw whole plant cannabis oil or hemp oil that helps with so many things and helping our body balance itself, which is called homeostasis. So regardless of whatever health challenge you have, most people come to us for pain, for stress, for sleep. But then after that, it's a whole list of other types of health ailments. And we've seen so many beautiful things. So that's the Miracle Plant Podcast. That's our story. That's what we're about. Today's topic is, how do you decide which CBD hemp cannabis product to choose? And so the difference between CBD and CBDA and hemp and cannabis, that has been the question at first we were always getting, was, what is CBD? People didn't understand what it was. And now, as I've noticed more conversations and more clients, they don't need to be educated about what CBD is as much, but they need to understand the difference between, what is the difference between CBD, hemp, what is the difference between CBD and cannabis, and what is the difference of all the different types of CBD? And so that's really what I want to talk about today, because people are asking that question. So basically, there are three types of CBD in general. And so those three main types are, the first type is, you use the whole plant, the entire plant, which is sometimes called full spectrum. We call true full spectrum. And if you think of what full spectrum represents, it represents like a full spectrum of light that has every color and every shade of the entire spectrum of light. Now, that is the same, that is the representation that we take of what full spectrum means when it comes to this miracle plant. And the only way to have everything within the full spectrum of the plant is to consume it the way it was grown, which means you eat it, right? It's another plant that you eat. And so we have taught and teach people how to grow this miracle plant in your backyard, which is legal in all 50 states. If you don't have a green thumb or it's out of season, we created products that represent the same thing by essentially cold pressing and keeping all of the nutrients, all of the plant constituents, exactly as the plant has been grown for millions of years. And that was the miracle that we saw with our son, was by keeping it raw. You don't heat or decarboxylate or change the chemical compounds or structures or take things out or add things in. You leave the plant as it is. That's how we define true full spectrum. Now, there is another definition that's out there that is not being policed or enforced by anybody, because the FDA has not given us a legal pathway or a clear pathway for us to proceed. They continue to drag their feet, going on year number 5 since the Farm Bill has passed in 2018. And one can speculate why it has taken 5 years for something to be passed legal and not given a clear pathway to proceed forward, whereas we see so many other things that, soon as they get their FDA, as soon as they get their approval, they hit the market as fast as possible. Again, we in our country, the FDA has not given us that legal pathway. So that's why there is so much confusion about CBD, the different types of CBD. Is CBD legal? Now, again, full spectrum should mean what it means, as far as the definition, is all of the plant constituents. Now, the next of the three tiers of types of CBD is called broad spectrum. Now, broad spectrum is supposed to mean, again, this isn't enforced because we don't have legal pathways given to us by the FDA. We do have the USDA, who's weighed in and had written state laws and made it very clear, as a farmer, how to grow hemp, which is great. And that's why we have hundreds of thousands of acres that are growing hemp, because the USDA stepped up and the state local authorities stepped up, and we put the rules in place for farmers to grow it. But the FDA has not given us clear pathways to put it on more shelves. Hopefully we'll do that here in 2023, but I'm not holding my breath for the FDA to do anything that doesn't ultimately benefit Big Pharma first. But so the second tier is broad spectrum. So broad spectrum means we're basically going to try and cook, isolate, chemically react, anything we can to do to pull out all of the THC. Now, what do you have to do to the plant to pull out all of the THC? You know, I'm not even an expert on that because that's not a world that I live in. But I do know that they do make some chemical reactions and they do have some heat and they do have some things to basically take this beautiful green plant, leafy plant, and then they turn it into a white, whitish, powderish type of substance that has less, untraceable amounts of THC in it. And that's called broad spectrum. It can have CBD in there. Maybe it has a little bit of CBG. Maybe it has some other parts of the plant. But my hopes aren't very high for that. But as far as the next one is called isolate, CBD isolate. So we have full spectrum, broad spectrum, and CBD isolate. CBD isolate is basically now you've gone one step further and you have completely taken all of everything else but the CBD. You've cooked all 512 plant constituents down to just one. So you took everything else and you've cooked everything else, you processed everything else, and you literally turned it into 99% CBD white powder. And that is truly, that's the pharmaceutical model, right? One molecule, one thing. CBD then can either be consumed in capsules or gummies, and it's been cooked and processed and overprocessed. And there's research out there that shows that it doesn't even bond to the receptors like we talked about earlier, CB1 and CB2. It either slides off of them or even can clog them up. So those are the three different types of CBD in the plant where that are out there. There's full spectrum, which is what we offer, the true whole plant raw version with CBDA and all the raw cannabinoids with the that have been proven to be up to 1,000 times stronger. And then we have the other broad spectrum where they take out the THC and a bunch of other things. And then they have the CBD isolate, which takes out everything from this miracle plant and just leaves the white powdery CBD isolate. So those are the three different levels of CBD. And just because now people want to know the difference. And those are the three basic levels of CBDs. But again, we're happy that you're here. We're happy that that you're listening. And we're happy to be on Twitter Spaces. I'm stoked because, you know, with Dan, who runs podconx.com and has hosted dozens of cannabis and hemp-related podcasts, Dan was one of the only places where we could go. You know, and I came to Dan with the idea of the Miracle Plant podcast and, because all of the other platforms would not let us advertise or even let our accounts exist without shutting them down or shadow banning. So to be able to bring and in the beginning, we were on Clubhouse, which was a lot of fun, but Clubhouse kind of had its day in the sun. And now it feels like there's going to be also a movement over to Twitter. And the difference between Twitter and Clubhouse is on Twitter, you can build a following and you can run ads and you can run marketing to help people understand more about this. So when they're looking for something for pain relief, they can find something that's natural without side effects and try it without having to go to the doctor's office or go through insurance or go through all the hoops and the jumps and find something that's natural without side effects that isn't hurting your liver. That doesn't, have that long laundry list of side effects that we hear on the television when we hear those pharmaceutical pills being prescribed. So again, that's the exciting thing. If we're going to reach a billion people, word of mouth is fantastic. And we have thousands of raving fans that love our products because it's restored their health or helped open their eyes to a better way of living, with plant-based diet and taking a plant or rubbing a plant on where there's pain. Or taking a little bit of oil under your tongue for 5 minutes before you go to bed. Or if you're stressed out during the day, you take some and hold it under your tongue. And like there's a reset button, it feels like was hit 15 minutes later. You're like, what was I so stressed about? Right. Again, so that is why we're so excited to bring the Miracle Plant podcast over to Twitter Spaces. And I'm just excited. And it's just great. I'm looking at an American flag right now in my backyard. And I'm like, this feels good. This feels American. This feels right that we can just sit here and talk about what is going on, about the truth, about our stories. And we bring people on. If you look at past episodes, if you go back and look, you'll see stories of people that have used this miracle plant and how it's changed their life in incredible ways. From their mouth, you'll hear their stories. Undeniable what this miracle plant has done for people. And that's what we're so excited to bring the Miracle Plant podcast over to Twitter Spaces. So I'm pumped up. How about you, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely tell you're pumped up, Justin. Hey, before we wrap it up or before we move on, I run into a lot of people that ask me questions because they know what I do about CBD. And the questions usually end up, we end up talking about where to get it or what to, and I know you guys went through the different types of CBD or the different ways it's made, I should say. But I think if you could take a minute just to explain that CBD is not CBD is not CBD. Like bring it down to this, the lowest level. If I buy CBD at the gas station, it's not the same as getting it cold pressed from the way you guys make it. Can you just for the easiest way to explain this to just anybody off the street? What do I say to them?
Well, the simplest thing I would say is, look, like you said, CBD, all CBD is not created equal. So how the CBD is made is the differentiating factor, right? So CBD stands for cannabidiol, right? And cannabidiol is one of over 100 cannabinoids. And think about cannabis. That's the beginning of the word, canna, C-A-N-N-A, right? So there's over 100 cannabinoids in the plant. Cannabidiol, which is CBD, is the one that we're talking about. Now, the plant made CBD, cannabidiol, raw. It grew out of the ground. So again, how do we know what the difference is between all the different CBDs? Simply put, CBD is just part of the plant. CBD stands for cannabidiol. The plant, the cannabis plant, has over 100 cannabinoids like CBD or cannabidiol. So it isn't just CBD that is doing all of the heavy lifting. It's the plant that has over 500 pieces or plant constituents. Cannabidiol, CBD, is one incredible part of the plant, but so are the other 100 cannabinoids like CBD in this miracle plant. The plant also has terpenes. These are the things that smell. These are the things that have that aroma. Those have therapeutic benefits and are the delivery system of the cannabinoids like CBD. It also has things called flavonoids, like cannaflavin A has been proven 30 times stronger as a pain reduction device mechanism than the common over-the-counter aspirin. Again, when you start isolating and when you start taking things away from the plant, you are reducing the effectiveness of the plant. So what you want to do is you want to go to a place. Number one, you don't want to go to the gas station or the head shop, right? I mean, come on. Because anybody could be putting any type of powdered CBD isolate junk in the product, calling it CBD, saying it's got 2,000 milligrams. Well, that's just not the same. 2,000 milligrams of CBD isolate can be comparable to, 200. If as Dr. Raphael Mishulam has shown, a 1,000 times more effective when it's whole plant and the entourage effect, like Dr. Ethan Russo, CBDA has been proven 1,000 times more effective than CBD isolate when it came to anxiety. And so you're basically, if you take it, if you take 2,000 times, 1,000, now we're like talking like 2 million, milligrams is what you would need of CBD isolate to match 2,000 milligrams of CBDA. So I hope that simplifies it. Look, you don't just want to buy CBD. What you want to do is you want to buy the plant. You want to consume the plant the way it was intended to be grown, which is either juice it or eat it or take something that has everything in it, everything left alone, exactly the way it was meant to be. That's, if you have a serious health issue, look, we're the Miracle Plant podcast. We're not talking about just your everyday aches and pains and sleep. Will it work for that? Absolutely. And that's the common reasons that people want it. But we're on a mission to heal the world. We're talking about seeing people who've tried everything under the sun to help with their fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, neuropathy, the list goes on and on, seizures, epilepsy, autism, Parkinson's, dementia, cancer. We've seen these stories. We've heard these stories. We've got blood work. We've seen proof that this miracle plant consumed in the whole plant form, just like vegetables, eating it actually works. Works, helps your body find homeostasis. You are what you eat. So if you're going to eat something to help your body fight off dis-ease that has happened, you know, because of the toxins and the things that we've eaten and the you know, basically what's in our water and our food and things of that nature, you want to be sure that you're consuming the miracle plant in its whole plant form. That's what holistic medicine is about. All of those pills that you see from Big Pharma, those commercials with the laundry list of side effects, they're all based on a plant. They take a plant, they see something that works, like white willow bark, and then they isolate one part of that. Then they turn it into a single isolated compound, just like CBD isolate, and then they turn it into that compound, and then they sell it over the counter, and it ends up hurting your, damaging your liver, your stomach lining, right? So again, what you need to do is go back to where, take one step before the pharmaceutical industries came in and just go and eat the white willow bark. If you want to go back to the true, you know, pain relieving qualities of the plant. Well, this plant, hemp or cannabis, it's the same thing. Hemp just has less than 0.3 THC. Anything more than THC, which was an arbitrary number made up by some Canadian decades ago, but that's how we define it. And hopefully in the next farm bill in 2023, this year, we'll move that number to 1% THC. But again, essentially, hemp is the plant, just like we know for, you know, rope and paper. And even now you can do plastic and batteries and other things and clothes. But hemp has the highest concentration of CBDA in it. We honor that plant. We put it in a bottle. We did it for our son for juicing it and putting it in oil for him for sublingual oils. So that's the answer to the question is where you shop and where you get it definitely matters. Go to a place, call the company, look at the reviews, ask questions, you know, find out how they make the product. How long have they been around? You know, and at the end of the day, what I always tell people, trust your instincts. And sometimes you're just going to have to try some products and some might work and some might not work, but trust your instincts and find a company or a product that resonates with you. What's their story? How did they get into it? You know what I mean? What are the things that are most important to you when it comes to your health? Is it important that the product is whole plant? Is it important that you have everything possible in that plant, in that product to help you with your health challenge? That would be my recommendation. So I know that's a long-winded way to say it, but look, if I'm going to put it in just a short, concise thing. All CBD is not created equal. If you are experiencing a serious health challenge, give the whole plant a shot. Give everything this plant has its full capabilities to help your own body heal itself. If you are someone who's afraid of THC or was afraid of having any THC in your system because of your employment situation, then yes, you would go to something like a broad spectrum. And the broad spectrum cooks all this. It's not going to be as good, right? They cook things, they take things out, but there won't be any THC in there. You'll get some benefits, not as much as the whole plant or the full spectrum is how we talk about it. But we all have our own priorities. And CBD isolate, in my opinion, is junk. It's not even, I wouldn't recommend it. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's actually, I'm not even sure it's a net positive for your health. I've seen some research out there that says it actually gums up your receptors. So not to mention everything that you had to do to the plant, to cook it, to isolate it, the solvents, to turn it into just a white powdery junk. I would steer very clear from CBD isolate but I understand why some people do try broad spectrum. If you're a cop or if you're a pilot and you're very, very, very concerned about having any THC in your system, then sure, go with a broad spectrum. We have lots of cops and lots of judges and lots of people that use our product, whole plant, raw, full spectrum. And I can count on one hand the number of times there's been any type of issue. And usually that issue is like it's a false positive. But again, if that is your biggest concern, then go with broad spectrum. So all CBD is not created equal. Find a company, a brand that you identify with. Understand what your priorities are. If it's health, if it's your health, health of a loved one, I can't recommend enough that you consume the plant the way it was grown. That's the most powerful way, the most effective way to introduce cannabidiol and all the other cannabinoids and everything else that's in this plant is to consume it in the way that it was grown. So I know that's a long-winded answer, Dan, but I do appreciate the question, and hopefully that resonates with some people.
Thanks. That was a good answer. Yeah.
I'm just so excited that we are here on Twitter Spaces. I'm so excited to see where this chapter takes us. If we're able to get more ears, more attention to this miracle plant for those that are out there, because I know there's millions of people that are struggling with the health challenge, and they have looked for everything and nothing seems to be working, and they've lost hope, you know. But maybe they can find this Twitter space or find this podcast and give them a little hope, give them a shot to try this miracle plant in the whole raw plant form. You know, and Kristen Gonzalez, who's been on our podcast many times, she's a part of our movement. She's the president of the Autism Hope Alliance. I just got the best, crazy, awesome news ever today. And I invited her to come on today, but she's just couldn't quite make it today because she spent the last 28 days with her son in the hospital because of an appendicitis that had some complications with surgery and inflammation. And by the grace of God and the power of this miracle plant and a lot of prayers, Jackson was released today, this weekend, and is back at home, sleeping in his own bed. And it was a bumpy, 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 bumpy ride. There were some very difficult moments. There were some times where we weren't quite sure what the outcome was going to be. Unfortunately, you know, Kristen had the power of this miracle plant at his bedside. It was not allowed by the doctors or the nurses, but that was not going to stop Kristen because she has known what this miracle plant has done for her son, who has severe autism amongst other, diagnoses. But at the end of the day, she had this miracle plant bedside, and he's home. He's in his own bed. He's on his road to recovery, and it was just the greatest news. I got a text this morning from Kristen that he's home after 28 days of dealing with this appendicitis and the complications from it. And we are going to have Kristen on. I invited her on today, but obviously she's overwhelmed. She slept every night in the hospital for 28 days, and now she's back. She's going to write probably a book, but at least some guides for people to understand how to have concierge doctors so that you aren't at the mercy of the hospital and the rotation schedule for people that were taking your son on and off of, liquids and foods and all. It was an absolute nightmare. And I don't want to spoil the story, but just trust me, it was a nightmare. And there were some very, very scary moments in her 28-day battle. And I know, and she knows, that the power of prayer and the power of this miracle plant is what got her son through this. And she'll come on and tell you the same thing. The mother's love and being bedside there with her son, you know, and having this miracle plant got Jax through this, because it was touch and go there, folks. We'll let Kristen tell the story, and again, that's why we have this podcast. That's why we're on a mission to heal the world, because people need to know about these stories. People need to at least make an educated, informed decision about their health, or especially their child's health. And if the doctors don't know it, the doctors need to know it. I invite any doctor to come on stage here at the Miracle Plant Podcast or on Twitter Spaces. And I've heard so many great doctors and conversations on Twitter Spaces, especially with Grant Cardone. And that's what I love about this platform. Let's talk. Let's educate each other. We don't need to be divisive, just like we talked about earlier with Damar Hamlin. Let's come together and communicate what we know the stories we've seen, the things we know that have touched our lives, so others can benefit. That's the point of this podcast. That's the point of talking about this. This miracle plant helped heal my son from a severe diagnosis. This miracle plant helped Kristen's son heal and live a life, gave him a life and a relationship with her mom from a severe autism diagnosis, and unquestionably helped her son recover and get out of the hospital after 28 days from complications from an appendicitis surgery. So again, that is what this Miracle Plant podcast is all about. We're so happy to be here on Twitter Spaces. We want to have the conversations. We want to share the stories. Look, the proof's in the pudding, folks. You can grow this plant in your backyard, consume it however you want. All we're saying is we want to get the information out there so you have all available resources for your health, so you can live the fullest life you want to live and not be limited by media or accounts being shut down or mainstream media or whoever's getting paid for whatever ad to be running, whatever. It's information. This country was founded on the freedom of speech. We want to share these stories. We want to share these insights. We can have debates. We can talk back and forth on different sides of this subject of health. But at the end of the day, it's like the mastermind. 1 + 1 = 11. We need a mastermind of humanity to come together and solve these problems. We have more disease, more health issues now than we've ever had, ever in our entire lives, in the entire existence of mankind. Uncurable diseases, more cancer, more autoimmune diseases. Let's talk about it. As they say, Nelson says on Grant Cardone, let's talk about it. And let's have these conversations, whether it's from people that have direct experience with this miracle plant, or doctors who need to learn, or doctors that have been educated about the endocannabinoid system. We need to train our doctors in the medical community, not just about the endocannabinoid and cannabis, but about food and nutrition and health. The Miracle Plant Podcast, we are so excited to be here on Twitter Spaces. I want to thank Dan Humiston and my mom. I know she had some technical difficulties, and Dan and his team are going to have a little extra work cleaning up the podcast. But we are so excited, as you can hear, to be here to have these conversations so people can learn about this miracle plant. Dan, did you have anything else before we wrap up our special way?
Well, it's hard to jump in after that, Dustin, but I have three things. The first thing is I need to do a shout out to my boy, Emmett Reyes, good friend from college. He's been listening to the entire show. Emmett, great to see you on the platform. Second is let's keep praying for Damar. He's not out of the hospital yet. He's got a long road ahead of him. So don't forget to remember him. And then last, go Bills.
Absolutely. Well, I hope it's their year, man. I always root for the underdog. I'm a New York Mets fan. That tells you enough. And, they've got a great team. And, boy, you want to talk about America's team, right? The whole world is going to be pulling for the Bills now, especially for what we all went through with DeMar. And the news just keeps getting better and better. And I pray that he makes a full recovery and can do what he loves and lives a full life, because that's really what it's all about, right? We just want to live a full, healthy, happy life. And I'm just so excited that it seems like he's on his road to recovery. And boy, wouldn't that be something if he actually suits up again and plays? That's the ultimate. If we can get this young, healthy 24-year-old back on the field doing what he loves, just so excited. So at the end of every Miracle Plant podcast, we say heal the world. We send out the vibes, the energy, the love to those out there that are looking for a miracle, that just want some hope. And so we say heal the world, and it sends out that energy so they can find this podcast, or someone retweets it, or however it is possible that you can try this miracle plant and just see for yourself how it helps you and your body find its road to recovery. So on the count of three, we unmute our mics and say, heal the world. Ready? Here we go. And if you listen at home, join on with us, because we're just going to keep sending out that energy, that positive vibes, and lift consciousness so people can start to take control of their health. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. One, two, three, heal! Thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast. We'll see you next week on Twitter Spaces.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Tune into a major journey podcast today, where guests take listeners on journeys and immerse themselves in the roller coaster ride both in and out of the cannabis space that brought them to where they are today. Throughout our conversations, guests share valuable lessons that they've learned along the way that listeners can use to empower growth both in their personal and professional lives. Check out A Major Journey today on all major podcast platforms.